This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batzer with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute, the New World Report. And Evan and I have discussed heretofore fintech, financial technology. This is the ability to use an app to bank, to borrow, to watch the markets, and insurance, all of these things through your iPhone or your smartphone. The phenomenon is worldwide, and never more so than in Latin America. There is news of a Brazilian startup named Creditas, based in Sao Paulo, funded by the very famous SoftBank associated with Japan. But this is not the end of the story. This is merely a large funding, a valuation of $4.8 billion. VC funds are reported to have put $15.3 billion worth of investments into 650 deals throughout Latin America in 2021. Evan, I would say that the Financial Times, this is the London-based paper, is doing a good job of following this story. It's an intricate telling. The fact that Brazil has a major startup here speaks well of the economy of Brazil, but there's no reason to believe that other countries, even ones in troubled governance, can't profit from fintech. Do I say that correctly, Professor?
I think you're right, and it certainly does tell you a lot about the diversity and the development and the modernization of many parts of the Brazilian economy. And it does raise certain hope for other parts of Latin America. But essentially, the Latin American financial sector has long had two problems. In the macro sense, Latin America had a lack of credit, or at least access to reasonably priced credit, which meant for the ordinary person, a car loan or a home loan was far, far more expensive than it is for you and I here in the United States. Second, however, is that Latin America's credit arrangements in old banks were very clubby, which meant it was very hard for the ordinary person to get, again, access to banking instruments in credit. And so the fintech boom really is taking advantage of both of those things, doing things more cheaply, as well as being able to kind of mass market through technology. And so you have, especially this year and the past couple of years, this rush into fintech. Now, I suspect that a lot of these things will eventually shake out. Not everything that's being funded right now with these enormous valuations, just like the internet boom in the U.S. in the 90s. I think some of this is going to shake out. But you're right. The $15.3 billion that's poured into Latin American fintech creates a lot of new possibilities, new way of doing things. I think the Creditas IPO is very exciting. We talked, there's a lot of fintech-oriented unicorns in Latin America, I think 16 in 2021. And the Chinese are actually part of the action. We have to remember, for example, that the biggest, I believe, fintech venture in recent history in Latin America, Nubank, $50 billion capitalization, as I understand it, is substantially funded by the Chinese. But it's exciting. It's new. And it says things about the Latin American economies that we don't usually think of when we think of Latin America.
A frequently asked question from somebody who has neither the Spanish nor the Portuguese. The reporting here is that the Creditas does very well in Brazil in Portuguese, but also has a presence in Mexico in Spanish. Is that unusual, Professor, or do these languages mix when it comes to money? You know, trust is everything. And when you strange languages, there can be a hesitation.
Well, there has traditionally been somewhat of a barrier between Portuguese-speaking Brazil and the Spanish-speaking countries of most of the rest of Latin America. However, in general, Latin America as a whole is very clubby. I remember when I used to work in the private sector, we would bring together virtual teams, and it was not uncommon to have the educated partners switch back and forth between English and Spanish and Portuguese, depending on the client and which was more comfortable. And so there is a certain amount. I mean, Brazilian companies have long been overrunning Argentina and other parts of the region, to a lesser extent Spanish-speaking countries penetrating Brazil, which is very protectionist. But so it's not unheard of, and certainly based on the Brazilian market, Mexico is another unbanked market. So I understand there's like 4,000 people that are employed by Creditas already in Mexico. So it says something good about Creditas and what they're doing. And it also says something about the nature of fintech, which is a little bit different than building up a brick and mortar commercial infrastructure. But it's not entirely unusual, and it's certainly promising.
The very famous Japanese tech conglomerate SoftBank, according to the reporting, has launched a second investment fund of $3 billion to the Latin American region. This takes its total to $8 billion, and my measure is that if SoftBank likes it, it's got something. Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute, we're going to turn to the mysteries of Peru, another left-of-center election. But I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.